USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
New this hour, we learned President Trump will nominate Patrick Shanahan to the position of Defense Secretary. He's been serving as acting Pentagon chief since the resignation of James Mattis. Vice President Mike Pence in Minnesota, he says the U.S. negotiating hard with China when it comes to trade. Tariffs with China set to increase. Here's the Vice President.
There's a Chinese delegation at the White House negotiating to level the playing field and open the doorway to more American products and free, fair, and reciprocal trade with China. The truth of the matter is, the days of undermining American manufacturing and undercutting American workers are over.
Taking a look now at Wall Street, the Dow down almost 139 points, the Nasdaq down almost 33 points, and the S&P 500 down almost 9 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot, too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs, too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
We are hearing now from the new Secretary of Defense, Patrick Shanahan.
The national defense strategy, obviously, is a high priority.
White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeting, Acting Secretary Shanahan has proven over the last several months that he is beyond qualified to lead the Department of Defense, and he will continue to do an excellent job. Reporters asking Shanahan about the biggest challenge of running the Pentagon.
The biggest challenge is balancing it all. I'd say, you know, for me, it's about practicing selectful neglect so that we can stay focused on the future, but not ignore a lot of the emerging, really important issues that, you know, pop up day to day that you don't plan for.
President Trump welcoming the World Series champion Boston Red Sox to the White House.
I want to thank the entire Red Sox organization for your longstanding support for those American service members who have suffered the wounds of war to keep our country safe and strong and free.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Rod Rosenstein leaving the Justice Department.
Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein is leaving the Department of Justice on Friday.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions told us to follow regular order and ensure the nonpartisan administration of justice. And that is what we did every day.
At a ceremony celebrating his career, Rosenstein spoke about the importance of upholding the rule of law.
Our oath of office begins with a promise to support and defend the Constitution. The point is to establish a legal duty that overrides loyalty to anyone else. And in the final clause of that oath, we swear to well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Some students walking out of a vigil for the victims of this week's school shooting near Denver, Colorado. The memorial service turning political as some deciding to talk about gun control instead of focusing on those who lost their lives. USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Some of the students saying the event became political. The vigil at Highlands Ranch High School featuring remarks from Democratic Senator Michael Bennett of Colorado and Democratic Congressman Jason Crow. Crow saying,
please know, Highlands Ranch, that I stand with you and that change will come because we will not stop until it does.
Several students complaining they were being encouraged to talk more about gun control than about the victims who were killed and wounded on Tuesday. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.